the outbuildings. The outbuildings near the house were the one-car garage and the chicken house. The garage was located where Dad built his future home in 1953. The garage was the workshop for almost everything. Dad had workbenches around two sides of the garage where he had a large vise and a small vise. He built shelves into the walls for the miscellaneous tools and hardware that he used every day. There was also a grinder to sharpen instruments of all kinds. A foot pedal ran it, and you just had to let the water flow over it as you sharpened the tools. He had every size hammer, saw, bits, and other tools that you can think of. Somehow, what he needed was usually right there when something broke down. In later years, he tore it down, and in its place, he built the home that now stands as the guest house. The chicken house was a long one-story building and was separated into the chicken side and the turkey side by a door in the middle. We had all the eggs we needed in those days for baking and eating. We had a small flock of chickens and turkeys which filled our needs at the time. The only other outbuildings at that time was a proverbial outhouse. It was west of the house about 100 feet or so, and of course, was moved every couple of years to a new location. Thank goodness for inside plumbing nowadays. I do not miss that part of the ranch life at all. Breakfast. My earliest remembrances are of the family table in the kitchen, the fireplace in the living room, and the wonderful places you could hide in that old house. The kitchen table was where we had 3 good meals a day. There were no such things as TV trays. The only time you saw a tray with food was when you were too ill to come to the table and your meal was brought to you in bed. The breakfast meal was always a big meal. My mother made biscuits and cooked either bacon, ham, eggs, oatmeal, which I absolutely detested, with the usual milk, coffee, and cocoa. You already know that we didn't have electricity until 1941, and our telephone, a Western Electric, was on the wall in the living room. So much for utilities. The telephone was on a rural line, and I believe there were 5 or 6 other people on it at times. What that meant was that you waited for the phone to ring and count how many longs and how many shorts to the rings. If it rang 1 long and 2 shorts, that was for us. Our phone number was 3R12. That meant that we were on the 3R rural line, and the 12 meant that we answered to a 1 long ring and 2 short rings. I think Uncle Bill and Aunt Dorothy's number was 3R13. Whenever we had to be gone for the day, all we had to do was ask the neighbor to answer our phone and take the messages. We did the same for them. There was always great stories about how, whenever the phone rang, about 6 other receivers were picked up and everybody listened in on the line. I don't think we had that problem, but it did happen. It was one way of hearing all the news, just like gossiping. I do know that my mother and Aunt Dorothy called each other at least once a day, if not more. And it didn't cost extra, even though they were 6 miles between us. Bob Orr told me that Dad gave him that old wall telephone that the family used all those years, and he gave it to me a couple of years ago. It still has the batteries in it that were used, and also the instruction book about the old telephones. It was really a priceless possession. Wash day. If it was wash day, it was an all-day affair of heating water on the stove in a copper boiler, filling the washing machine and 3 galvanized rinse tubs, and doing about 8 loads of laundry, starting with the whites and working toward the overalls the men wore. If it was in the winter time, the clothes froze dry on the line. If it was in the summer, they dried in no time. The whites were whiter due to the bleaching of the sun. On that day, we would fix a pot of beans, lentils, stew, or something to that effect that could cook on the back of the stove without having to worry about. That way, we were free to work on the laundry. The old washing machine was an easy and had a gas motor and a pipe attached to take the fumes outside. I thought the fumes smelled good. When the clothes were dry, we brought them into the kitchen table, folded, and set aside all the ironing that had to be done the next day.